There's color in the objects we use, the light that reaches our eyes, the scenes we see and remember. And all this is processed by us in our brains. That means colors are part of our way of noticing the world. Humans have picked up on color in a big way, partly because we have evolved the molecular machinery to detect a thin range of light wavelengths, but also because we have the ingenuity to make tools to perceive things outside our thin sliver of naturally perceived wavelengths. Color is a part of our evolutionary history, written in our genes, and perhaps more importantly, in our cultures. Different colors have been instrumental in the development of the great cultures of the world. The story of how humans discovered a way to color things is a great detective story and central to the development of color's role in defining culture and in defining what humans are. Because we humans utilize color in a somewhat special way compared to the rest of the natural world, understanding what color is becomes a central question in understanding our existence. One might argue that color began when light began. Let there be light, and colors too. But Galileo, whom we mostly remember for his astronomical exploits and near execution for heresy, pointed out that there was no hearing or vision until organisms arose that could detect sound and light. The world was both dark and soundless before the first organisms capable of light and sound detection evolved. Likewise, colors didn't exist.